This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast with us, your besties, Gary and Chelsea.
On this episode, lots to enjoy. There is me becoming the king of half term.
Actually, right.
Well, hang on, what?
You declared
no,
yourself.
Hang on, no, what?
You had quite a few competitors, I'll have you know.
Fine. Okay. What? I was one of the kings of half term. I was
one
a prince of half term. I was a duke. I was a duke of half. I was a serf of half term.
The grand old duke of half term.
You wanted a pickle bouquet. Oh,
I still want one. I still think about it.
Would you eat a? Oh,
I could. You know I could as well.
Just as it comes. Or with stuff?
I mean, if there's a bonus dip, I'll take it. But if I just eat them as it is...
Oh, what are you dipping a pickle? It's already... What could you dip a pickle in? It can be more vinegary. You're gonna anything you dip it in is going to add to it.
You need to, like, put it in something creamy. Pickle in hummus actually really works, you know.
No. Anyway, we also discussed, following something harrowing that happened to you, Chelsea, food heartbreak.
It's too much. I'm not fully recovered, but I do feel supported in my situation.
Yeah. You weren't alone. That's what we discovered.
I was not alone.
There's a lot of food heartbreak has been happening across the county, and you'll hear about it. You've got to be brave. You know, it turns out all right in the end. That's all I would say. No spoilers, but it turns out all right in the
Happy
end.
Happy endings.
On this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast, it's entitled...
Showbiz Pals, Pickle Bouquets and Posh Spices Big Thing.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Innovation Day today. It's Innovation Day. Any great innovations that you've come across recently? I think an innovation doesn't get enough respect. Imagine when someone went... You know what? Why don't we put perforations in the toilet roll? You know, there would have been some people at the time going, you don't need perforations.
Just tear
Anyone can tear a bit of paper. What are you talking about? You know, someone would have said that.
And someone came up with it and went, no.
But someone went, let's try it.
That's so true.
Just think, already today, I bet you're thankful. You won't have even recognised it, but you'll have been thankful for those perforations, I reckon.
You'd have turned to the side, looked at it and gone... Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I'm going to get a nice straight line across there.
Yeah, because
so
there's nothing
more pleasing.
Because when you get the really cheap stuff, the perforations aren't perforating enough.
Well,
and
there
then you
are.
Try and tear it, and then it's like half the loo roll. There's like a long dangly bit.
Right.
It splits, the layers split.
Yo, your
Awful.
Ply comes apart.
Awful.
Right, well, there you are. You really appreciate that innovation there.
The person that perforated the plies. Yeah.
What is it? 6:10. We're not gonna do better than that today. Oh, you might as well retune somewhere else. Go see what the BBC are up to today.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Monkey banter! Yes, it's only feature monkey banter. Monkeys love banter. It's what the scientists have worked out.
It's official, is it?
Yeah, they've got a sense of humour just like us humans. And this is orangutans, chimpanzees, bonobos and gorillas. They love a good tease, they do. So, it was common, say researchers, for the teasing ape, to repeatedly wave or swing a body part or object in the middle of the target's field of vision and to hit or poke them, stare closely at their face, disrupt their movements, pull on their hair, or perform other behaviours that were extremely difficult for the target to ignore. Just playful teasing. So it's like if your kids are playing up over half term, they can't help it. It's the monkeys. It's the monkey in us.
You've been targeted by the monkey and they just have to fulfil the prophecy.
Yeah. It's just in our DNA to do that. I just imagine the scenes of the monkeys there just looking like when the lads get together down the pub. It's that kind of behaviour. And it says that's what our jokes are actually built on. So jokes are essentially, they're saying, 13 million years old.
Wow.
I think some of my jokes are probably older than that.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
May I nominate myself as king of half term? I hope your half term's going all right. If you've got the kids off with you, having a lovely time, trying to think of things to do and all that kind of stuff. We've lucky got some cheap tickets to go to the pictures. My daughter said we got tickets to go to the movies. And I was like, all right. And they were like, can you take us? And I was like, sure.
I can do that.
I'm going to try and be king of half term. I'll take you to the movies. Don't you worry about that, girls. So it's all right, take us to the movies. We got to the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, look, the tickets, you might as well come in. We've got a family ticket thing. Come in with us rather than just drop us off and come back. And it's a waste of petrol. Go in and come in anyway. I said, all right, I will go into the movie with you. What are we seeing? Mean Girls. And then I was like, oh, okay. But then they said three words. As we went through the doors into the auditorium, the theatre itself, in front of the screen itself and took our seats, they said to me three words. They made my blood run cold. They said to me, it's a musical.
Oh, that's your worst nightmare. How long was the film?
It's about 2 hours.
This is literally your idea of a personal hell. You hate it when people sing at you.
Oh, man. I was there with girls in pink.
Were you wearing pink?
I was not in pink.
You didn't even get the clothing memo.
I didn't get the clothing memo, but I know it now because I've seen Mean Girls. And my God, I loved it! And I know why I wasn't wearing pink. It's because on Wednesdays we wear pink and it wasn't a Wednesday. What did they think of the movie? What did I think of the movie? It was so fetch. It was so fetch. I'd go as far to say it was gruel, which is like great, but then you get it wrong and you say cool and it turns into gruel.
Oh, you go, Glen Coco.
You go, four for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Drew Barrymore has her own little chat show where she gets loads of celebs on and they just cause mayhem. And I love it because I love Drew Barrymore.
I love Drew Barrymore.
I think she's fabulous. So and she got Demi Lovato on, who I also love. Incredible voice, really powerful. I remember from Disney Channel days, Camp Rock.
Yeah. Was that the one with the Jones Brothers?
Yeah. And they do all the sing-songs like band camp. Loved it. Absolutely live for it. And Drew gave Demi a bouquet of...
nuggets.
No, but that's a good one. Only if they're veggie, though, for us.
Yeah, obviously. No,
bouquet of pickles.
What kind of pickles?
All different kinds of pickles. I've never seen so many pickles
in
one place in my life.
How were they arranged in a bouquet?
They'd made them look like flowers. So they had like the long pickles and the little kind of flowery pickles and they were cut into shapes.
And were they like on sticks? Like you would get a bunch of flowers, the stalks?
Yeah, in a proper box. She got handed a pickle bouquet.
Pickle bouquet.
No one got me a pickle bouquet. I love a pickle, me.
Wow. We know for next year now, don't we?
2025, I want a pickle bouquet.
Obviously, it'd be down to your beau to buy you those, not us.
I'll put in a request ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you won't know necessarily who that's going to be by next year. But, you know, you can put it out there in the universe. That's the important thing.
Manifest a pickle bouquet.
Manifest a pickle bouquet. Anything else you want in a bouquet, people, this is going to be our new business venture. We'll... bouquets for you
and
we'll bouquet anything you like.
Yeah, absolutely anything.
Yeah,
okay. Take your choice.
Yeah, toilet brushes, you say. Here's 12 red toilet brushes. Isn't that beautiful? Look.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Chelsea, you've got something in common with TV presenter Laura Whitmore, personality Debbie McGee, step singer Faye Tozer, RuPaul's Drag Race judge Michelle Visage. And that is that you've danced with a man who's heading to Kent, Giovanni Bonici from Strictly.
He's so beautiful, isn't he?
He really is quite beautiful.
He's a work of art to look at.
Anyway, he's got a new show called Let Me Entertain You, and it's coming to Kent. He's playing three different theatres through this year, and then he goes off all around the country and comes back again in the early next year. So Sembury Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, Churchill Theatre in Bromley, and also at the Marlowe in Canterbury this month as well. So, you know, anyone that might be going to see the show or hoping he's doing a VIP meet and greet.
Oh.
Now, you did a dance class that he was the teacher of, right?
Yeah, I did.
Because you are a dancer in your past and in your present. What do we need to know about Giovanni? I mean, you got up close to him. How did you muscle in? Like, I'm thinking for the VIP people who really want to get their money's worth, how did you muscle in near him? Because I've seen the pictures.
I think you need to give him, like, a cheeky smile from afar.
Okay, cheeky smile from afar. Yeah. Warm him up.
Work on your footwork a bit, because, you know, he likes technique, doesn't he? On the technique.
So, all right, so even if you're there just as a punter, have a little dance.
Just have a little boogie, do a bit of a salsa in the corner.
Yeah.
Practice your step click.
Okay, step click, step click.
Get that right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then basically just elbow anyone in
your elbow,
way.
Elbow.
Get in there. Right. Elbow first. Anyone out. Don't care about Sharon.
No.
And her daughter. They wanted to see him for ages. Elbow out the way. Move, Sharon.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Shark of the week.
I cannot believe this. And I saw it on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
Of all days. A day of love became a day of horror.
Oh, no.
Now, I love to see what celebs do on Valentine's. Mm. I like to see the funny posts. You know, people like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively,
they're always
entertaining.
Funny. Always.
But so are the Beckhams. I don't think people appreciate how much they sass each other on their Instagram stories. I live for it. And Victoria Beckham posted up a story of David with a cowboy hat, looking all fabulous, and with his chickens. And then David posted a picture of Victoria Beckham's foot. Sounds normal. She had an injury. She fell over in the gym. And I was like, oh, no. And then I looked at it and he posted another story because her big toe is massive. Like, it is so big.
It's called a big toe.
But it's like a big, big toe. It's not just like a normal big toe out here. It's an overachieving big toe. It's like a forearm. That's how big it is.
Wow.
She's got like a bag of ice on her foot and that big toe is like a kilometre away from that bag of ice.
Wow, goes into the distance.
It's just gone off. It's
so
like, I'm
good. Is that because it was injured or is it always that big?
It's always that big.
It's always that big.
And it's like, it's painted as well. It's like, you need a whole pot of nail polish to paint that big toe.
Get a painter and decorate around.
Literally, one of those rollers.
Wow.
I've never seen, and I'm not a fan of feet, but I was looking at this picture for ages because I couldn't process.
Wow.
She has a massive big toe.
Massive big toe. Well, who knew? You're not judging that or saying it's a bad thing.
No.
You were just surprised by
it. I just was shocked by it. I didn't expect, of all the people, to have a big, big toe.
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham wasn't. Yeah, I didn't expect Posh Spice to be the one with a big toe.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
And I went to the supermarket the other day to grab some salad.
Oh, yeah.
Lying, I was actually getting mini eggs.
Okay, same thing. Well, eggs is protein.
Exactly. It's good for the gym.
Yeah, it is.
And the supermarket is my favourite place to people watch. There are so many characters in there. You could just sit with a bag of popcorn and just watch...
Mini eggs?
The world go by. Oh, mini eggs.
Yeah.
Watch the world go by. And... My favourite people I saw of the day was a mum trying to reason with a toddler, which in itself is just a losing battle. The toddler was running around with their hands in their pockets. And obviously the mum was like, don't do that, because if you fall, you're going to fall on your face. You won't be able to get your hands out. So take your hands out of your pockets. Get your hands out of your pockets. And the toddler turned around, stood with their hands defiantly in their pockets, looked at their mum and said, they're not pockets, they're my snack holes. Snack holes.
That's such a... Well,
and honestly, I wanted to go...
There's a kindred spirit for you there, isn't there, really?
I wanted to go and high-five that toddler.
Yeah,
I was like, you and me, pal.
Except you wouldn't be allowed to because his hands are in his snack holes.
Because they're in his snack holes.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to share any of his snacks.
Snack holes, what good
snack
idea.
That's
what
pockets
are. When you're a kid, you haven't got money in there.
No.
You don't need anything else in there.
No keys, none of that nonsense.
No, snacks.
Snack holes.
Snack holes.
Pockets, what a great renaming of something.
Okay, look, come on then. What have your kids renamed? Pockets, now snack holes. What are you calling something? Maybe you've had little ones and they're grown up now, but you've still got the same thing. For, you know, you've called it something totally different. Like snack holes is pockets now.
Shout out to Caroline in Canterbury. Her son calls the bend at the back of his knees leg pits.
Oh, your leg pit. What is the name for that bit back there? No
one
knows.
Know. Maybe it's not named. Well, it is now.
It is. It's your leg pit.
Cindy in Maidstone, her son tells her that he's drinky when he's thirsty.
Oh, I'm a bit drinky. Yeah. I've got a couple of aunties like that.
Shout out to Vicky in Snodland. He said a little girl in her class was telling her about a party she went to for her older sister, calling it a baby wash. It took her a while to figure out she meant baby shower.
Oh, we're going to the baby wash.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's nice.
Carly and Gillingham in their house, Philadelphia cheese, the spready cheese you put on bagels is for some reason called whippy cheese.
Whippy cheese? It kind of is.
Kind of is whippy cheese. Kimberly and Gillingham, her child, calls the aquarium a fish zoo.
Oh, it's like a fish, isn't it? That's what it is. These are, write all these down, because if these come up on Say It, these are the ways we're going to describe
things. This is how we're going to describe
it. It's a fish zoo.
You'd
be proud if you came up with that on Say It. You've got to be honest.
You're going to love this one. This is a great description. Sammy in Gravesend, her three-year-old at the time, forgot the name for reindeer and called them Christmas goats. So now they'll be forever known as that.
They are. Again, it's brilliant.
Christmas goats.
I'm writing all of these down. This is excellent work.
And Jenny in Dartford, her daughter used to call Pringles drama Pringles because there was always an advert for Pringles after an ITV drama.
Oh, drama with Pringles.
Drama with Pringles.
Drama Pringles, please.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
It's Toast News, everyone. Toast News. And in Toast News today, people have uncovered a four-year-old video of Nigella preparing toast.
Oh, no.
Now, first of all, she butters her toast as soon as it's come out of the toaster so that the butter melts in and you get a lovely crumpetiness. You get a fabulous crumpety bite.
Ooh.
Which is what she says. And you think, that's it. It's not. Once it's cooled a little, Nigella suggests, here's stage two, ready for it.
Oh no.
I need a little more butter. And it will stay in some golden patches on the surface. If it's unsalted butter, which I prefer to use, I then sprinkle some sea salt flakes over it. Makes the perfect toast. Double spreading.
She's a double butterer.
The Lawson way of doing things.
Wow.
So if you've only singularly buttered your toast,
you're not doing it right.
You need to get back in there.
Double whammy.
Give it another spread.
If you can't see those little golden knobs on top of the bread, you're doing it wrong.
It's all about the knobs.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I don't think there's anything more exciting than buying yourself a treat.
Right.
Specifically, when you're home alone and if it's like a bag or a packet of something and you know you don't have to share it, you really like psych yourself up because you're like, this is all mine.
Okay, this is food treats. We're talking
food treats.
Yeah.
I get to enjoy this.
Yeah.
And I was really in the mood for something crunchy like a biscuit or something like that.
Yeah.
And I went to my corner shop, had a wander around trying to get into my head what I wanted,
yeah,
and I saw party rings.
Party rings.
And I was like,
party rings.
That is what I need. Party for one, packet of party rings.
Yeah.
I was so excited, I can't even begin to explain. Got home, made myself a cup of tea, popped the telly on, opened the party rings next to me, slide open the packet. Every single biscuit was broken. Every single party ring. There was not a single ring that was in ring form. Broken.
Are we talking like half rings, quarter rings, crumbs?
Some were crumbs. Some weren't. There was no resemblance of them ever being a ring.
You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't have even known. And I couldn't put my finger in the ring and hold it and be silly and be like, look at me with my party ring.
Look at me.
No.
I'm Saturn. Can't do that.
I just had to stare at them in distress. I'm actually not just stressed or upset, I'm heartbroken.
Guys, look, you can hear the raw emotion here at KMFM this morning because of that food disappointment, should we call it?
I think food heartbreak.
Food heartbreak?
Because I'm
going
heartbroken.
That far. Okay, well,
my
look,
heart's split.
If you've got something similar and you'd like to share it this morning, it's part of our Monday moan.
Shout out to Charlotte in Chatham. This is going to really distress you. She got a pack of jam-filled donuts. She was so excited for these donuts. You love donuts as well. You know that kind of excitement.
Yeah, but just in case anyone wants to send one in, I do prefer the custard-filled. Just saying.
Not a single one of her donuts had any jam in. A whole packet, and none of the jam donuts had any jam in. They were just dough. How do
and
you move
like
on from
Bob
that?
Marley, we like our donuts with jam in. I hope you like jamming too.
How would you ever be able to trust anyone ever again? Something like that happens to you.
I'll tell you what, if she got through that day without anyone knowing, what a true pro. Like you. I didn't know you were masking this heartbreak.
Honestly, not all heroes wear capes.
They don't. Some of them just come in with crumbs around their mouths.
Sean in gym church. He had a packet of Kit Kats.
Mm.
And not a single one of the Kit Kats had a wafer in. They were all solid chocolate.
Oh, I think that's a win.
Do you think that's a win?
Yeah.
But if you're getting a Kit Kat, you're not wanting chocolate, are you? You're wanting the wafer.
Because you all know what's between the bits of wafer in a Kit Kat, don't you?
Yeah, chocolate.
No, it's the leftover Kit Kat. So when they make the Kit Kats, right, obviously you get leftover stuff in the production.
Yeah.
That goes back into the system and becomes the bit inside the wafers inside the Kit Kat.
What?
So the inside of Kit Kats is made of other bits of Kit Kats.
Oh my God, so a Kit Kat ate a Kit Kat.
Yeah, and then you eat the Kit Kat.
This is too
much.
But
that didn't happen for Sean.
It did not happen for Sean. Sean just got chocolate.
Just got
there was
chocolate.
No Kit or Kat.
Okay.
A shout out to Stella in Chatham. She bought salt and shake crisps. Oh, aren't they so good? No salt packet inside. It was just crisp, no salt. All shake. You could shake them for fun.
Well, this is what I'm wondering. Did she shake them nonetheless?
I feel like you have to. If it says salt and shake on
it, at least you've
got to do the shake.
You get half your money's worth of value, don't you? Because if you don't shake them, you've basically got nothing. Hello, is that Kieran?
Speaking.
You're feeling the food heartbreak yourself this morning. What's going on?
So I brought a packet of Starburst from a vending machine and there was only orange Starburst in it.
It was just orange Starburst?
That's one of the worst flavours as well.
No, well, I'd be quite happy about that. Kieran, not so much.
No, my favourite's the lime ones, and there was no lime ones in it.
So I was very unhappy.
I mean, have you been onto the Starburst people? Have you called snack lawyers for you and, you know, seen if there's a claim?
Well, I did get my money back because I called the vending machine company and they gave me my money back. So
yes!
I've got my mum happy for that.
Yes! And a bag full of oranges.
It's a revolution.
That's a win. That's a win. You tried to take us on. You vending machine big shots. We're coming for you. Power to the people.
No one can beat Kieran.
Yes, Kieran. March
yes.
with me,
Stand
my brother.
Stand up for the voice
yes.
of the minority.
Yes, Kieran. Bravo, Kieran. The revolution has begun, brothers and sisters. Let's march behind Kieran.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Got a new diet plan. It's working for me so far. It's called the Nail Bite Diet.
Oh, this makes me feel gassy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Out
stay
of
right
nerves.
Around there.
Nail bite.
Yeah, so I bit my nails, right? I never get a scissors and cut my nails. So I haven't got nail clippers. I bite them.
No.
I bite them down to the right length.
This is a bad habit.
They were all rough. I don't do it out of a bad habit. I only do it. It's not like a nervous thing. I just do it when they're a bit too long.
Okay,
I go, that's
to
a bit
trim.
Long. But then it gets a bit jaggedy. And my wife had one of those nail files the other day. I'm not going to file my nails.
Yeah.
And I filed them right down. They're like little stumps. They're gone.
Stumpy fingers.
So I go to get a Coca-Cola. I can't get my finger out. There's nothing to get under the ring pull. I can't get my sausage under that ring pull. It was just not getting under there without a nail.
Coca-Cola is not sausage friendly.
So I had to have a glass of water. Then I thought, little snacky snack. Pringles. I'm going to pop. Because once I pop,
I can't stop.
I've seen the adverts. I couldn't even pop. I couldn't pop the pop. And I couldn't pop my fizzy pop. I was popless.
You're popless. Your sausage fingers are obstructing the pop.
So my sausage fingers, my King Charles fingers, along with my no nails. It's the nail bite diet, everyone. If you're tempted at stuff that's tricky to open today,
you need long nails.
Your diet could last if you bite your nails down to the very quick, as I have done.
That's why I'm queen of the snacky snacks, because look how long my acrylics are. They're claws.
Can you come round to my house later? I need a hand with something.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Emma Stone is the focus of conversation at the moment. She just won a BAFTA for Best Actress in her film Poor Things. I've not seen it yet. It's been on my to-watch list for a while. But she's being overshadowed. She's got a lookalike, or she is a lookalike for Winky the Cat.
Who's Winky the cat?
He's a short-haired dwarf tabby cat that's gone viral on the internet for being just outrageously adorable, and he has these like crazy big eyes because it's like he's got big size cat eyes, but he's a little kitten and he's a dwarf, so they're kind of a little bit too big for his head.
Okay.
So he just looks so cute and little, like, hi, friend.
Yeah.
And everyone's been tagging Emma Stone in this picture of this cat saying, you're Winky the cat's lookalike. Not that the cat is Emma Stone's lookalike, that
she is his lookalike.
Yeah, and she was at first was like, I feel like I should be offended.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, quite a peculiar looking cat. But actually everyone's like, no, this is a massive compliment. Like,
oh.
Winky is, you know, renowned in the feline.
Yeah.
World. And then I started to get a bit of FOMO as I do, because I was like, I don't think I've ever been compared to an animal, have you?
How are we going to make it on 3 to 10 o'clock this morning? Most mornings, I wonder. But...
Don't look at me like I'm going to say something else.
I meant look like one.
Gary and Chelsea. KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
But I think my boyfriend's really regretting that I'm his little boo thing because I've destroyed his social media.
Oh.
In the sense that I basically infiltrated his algorithm. So on social media, there's a thing
that
called...
That is a horrible phrase. I don't think anyone should be infiltrating anyone's algorithm. I'm so sorry if someone's infiltrated your algorithm this morning. You know, I hope you'll soon.
We're here to talk.
Get over it.
No, but everyone has like an explore page and it shows you things that you would like to see or like things you're interested in.
Yeah.
And it shows you more of it, obviously, the more things you hear and talk about and tap and look at.
Right.
And because he sends me so many things about dogs and snacks and memes, because it's all I talk about, his entire Instagram now is full of dogs, snacks, and memes, and he missed the score, like the result announcement of his favourite football team the other day, because instead Instagram was giving him videos of dogs in leggings. And I've never been prouder in my life. I have corrupted every part of his existence that he now gets videos of dogs in glittery leggings and snack suggestions. Honestly, play the game smart.
I'm just desperately trying to imagine a dog in leggings now. Is it two sets of leggings, front and back? Are they wear them side to side, or is it a four-legged legging that they wear, like a whole bottom
part?
No,
it's just a back set of leggings, which is what
just
makes
the back
it
legs.
Better. Yeah, just the back legs.
Yeah, you say it to me like I'm... That's a stupid question. That's what I like as well.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Might be something for you for the horse lover in your life. How about this? It's a book that is like a brochure, a sort of catalogue, if you will, almost like a photo album, but instead of photos, horse's hair. Yes, the hair from 102 different famous horses.
102?
That's been collected over the years.
No.
£45,000 if you want it.
£45,000? I want to know where that hair is. Is it the head hair or is it the booty hair? The tail hair? Because I'm not stroking booty hair.
You haven't got to stroke it? Who said anything about stroking
it? Well, if it's a book, it's like a touchy
feeling. Why have you gone straight
book?
To booty? I'm talking about horse racing. I'm talking highbrow sport in action, sport of kings, and you've started talking about booties. I give up. I'm out of here.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.